The tongkori is a plucked string instrument played by the Ainu people of northern Japan, and it generally has five strings, which are not stopped or fretted, but simply played open. The instrument is typically constructed of a single piece of wood from the evergreen tree, approximately a meter long. Its shape is traditionally said to resemble a woman's body, and a pebble is placed within the body cavity of the instrument, granting it a soul. By the 1970s, the instrument was practically extinct, but is experiencing a revival along with the increased interest in Ainu heritage. The Ainu people are the indigenous inhabitants of Hokkaido. They're also present on Sakhalin, the island off the east coast of Russia, as well as northern Honshu, Japan's biggest island. The modern Ainu population is estimated to have dwindled down to around 24,000 people, and until the 20th century, there were at least 19 dialects of the Ainu languages. Only the Hokkaido variant survives, and the Endangered Languages Project puts the current number of native speakers at just 10, though attempts are being made to revive it. Modern Ainu generally have lighter skin complexion, more body hair, are slightly taller, and have higher bridged noses than most Japanese. The ancient Ainu ate raw salmon that was thinly sliced and used wasabi to preserve it. So it may be that the Ainu people showed the Japanese sashimi, not to mention the harpoons the Japanese still use. Anthropologist C. Loring Brace of the University of Michigan has studied the skeletons of about 1,100 Japanese, Ainu, and other Asian ethnic groups, and has concluded that the revered samurai of Japan are of the Ainu. According to Dr. Brace, and I quote, "This explains why the facial features of the Japanese ruling class are so often unlike those of typical modern Japanese. The Ainu-related samurai achieved such power and prestige in medieval Japan that they intermarried with royalty and nobility, passing on Jomon Ainu blood in the upper classes." Now, anthropologist Marvin Harris believed the Japanese custom of whiteface was an emulation of these early noblemen. That said, the oldest known ceramic pots discovered in Japan are not made by the Ainu, but by the Jomon people. So who were they?
Anthropologists called them Asiatic Caucasoids because they had facial features and body hair that seemed more European than Asian. In fact, the Ainu are thought to be a remnant of a very ancient population that was once widespread in the Old World.
This is 28,000 years from China.
What we know of these early Asians is based on just a few skulls.
It's one of the earliest anatomically modern Homo sapiens in Asia.
One of them is a 28,000-year-old specimen from China, which looks very much like the 9,000-year-old spirit caveman.
And there are some marked similarities in the facial architecture.
Tremendous similarity in the shapes of the eye orbits, in the sense that they're both somewhat rectangular, similar interorbital distance, overall appearance of the orbits, the shape of the nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But many of the features, including the very heavy mandible and the prominent mm-hmm. symphysis here, those features are very much the same.
Hiroshi Oshima, the former Japanese ambassador to Germany during World War II, believed that the noble castes in Japan, the Daimyo and the Samurai, were descended from gods of celestial origin, which was similar to the Nazis' own belief that the Nordic race did not evolve, but came directly down from heaven to settle on the Atlantic continent. A swastika crossed by two arrows within a shield and surmounted by a royal crown on an orange background was used as the coat of arms of the samurai Hasekuru Tsuniga in the early 17th century. The swastika symbol is seen frequently in Japan. Its ancient ties to Buddhism's and pre-Buddhist philosophies civilizing spread throughout three quarters of Asia is well documented. The symbol is depicted facing both directions and most common in a spiritual context such as on Shinto and on other temples. While the term Buddhism applies to a religious philosophy founded by Gautama Buddha, the core goals, such as enlightenment achieved through various meditation and yogic practices, or a self-realization and the attempt to conquer the birth and death cycle, known as reincarnation and karma, this existed before Gautama's lifetime, 2,500 years ago, then known as the Aryan Path. This influence can still be seen in places like Thailand, the Land of Smiles, which managed to escape colonialism and the eradication of its history, which often comes with colonialism. And that's why all the depictions of Buddha still have blue eyes, in addition to the usual swastika symbols. So where then were the ancestors of the modern Japanese, Thai, Chinese, and other populations who now reside where ancient Aryans or Caucasoids once inhabited? During the last ice age, global sea levels were much lower as hundreds of feet of water was trapped in the form of frozen glaciers, so many islands, such as those in the Pacific, were exposed and had much larger land masses, which were presumably populated.
And a Japanese researcher investigating underwater rock formations claims they are the remnants of an ancient Asian civilization that disappeared under the sea off the coast of Yonaguni Island. It's very fascinating. Let's take a look.
The search for the ruins of a mysterious lost city called Mu, thought to have sunk somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, has captivated the popular imagination of adventurers for years. But many scientists dismiss the hypothetical lost world of Mu as sheer fantasy. But one Japanese marine geologist believes he has found ruins in the waters off southern Japan that may have been the basis of these tales. Undaunted amidst persistent skepticism, Musaki Kimura has worked for decades on proving that a group of extraordinary rock formations off Japan's southernmost island of Yonaguni are actually the foundations of an ancient city that disappeared into the Pacific over 4,000 years ago. In a 1985 underwater dive, he noticed that some of the rocks seemed unnaturally smooth and formed a stone staircase close to the island's shores. After many additional dives, Kimura says he has found irregular rock formations over a square kilometer from its shores, and even a road through rubble accumulated at the bottom of the ocean. He believes this is nothing more than evidence of man-made ruins of a submerged city. In my estimation, the structure like a castle is situated right in the middle of the city, which prevails over 1 square kilometer from there. And though not as big as the castle, a lot of ruins of shrine-like structures have been discovered also. Komura says he believes the city had a castle, a shrine, a triumphal arch, statues, and even a colosseum when the city was above water. Judging by the design and the disposition of the ruins, the city must have looked just like an ancient Roman city. I can envision that a triumphal arch-like statue stood on the left side of the Colosseum and a shrine over the hill. Komura believes the city sunk in an earthquake, but this theory has received harsh criticism from many scientists who say the ruins can be accounted for by natural phenomena, such as tidal and volcanic activity. They also say few artifacts, such as clay pots or weapons, have been found at the site. But this is not stopping Komura from looking for more evidence, confirming his belief in the ancient submerged civilization.
So what do you think? Could there be a lost continent of Mu, as postulated by British writer James Churchward? According to Churchward, Mu extended from somewhere north of Hawaii to the south, as far as the Fijis and Easter Island. He claimed Mu was the site of another earlier Garden of Eden and the home of millions of inhabitants that flourished 50,000 years ago, now lost and submerged under the melted glaciers of the Pleistocene, with the survivors competing for new land all into the Holocene. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and would like to invite you to join me in awakening from a long amnesia. Species with amnesia, our forgotten history. Gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. The occult secrets of Vril. And 1666, redemption through sin. I would like to thank my subscribers who share my posts, as I rely on word of mouth. And I appreciate all of the positive feedback, reviews on my books, and I thank you very much for listening.